I'm Sylvia Maria Gross.
And I'm Susan Wilson. Casey Currents is KCUR's weekly magazine show. We use voices, stories, and sound to take you to neighborhoods around the region.
And this was the sound of Kansas City this week, digging out after two snowstorms dumped almost 2 feet of snow in much of the area. Even the bravest of winter weather enthusiasts found their schedules disrupted. Like Dale Miller, he had the day off of work on the Tuesday after the most recent storm. That would have meant a day of lost wages. But he and his two cousins found a way to take advantage of the snowy day.
Myself, I said, well, I can't make it to work. I can make a little money. Or I'd help somebody out, they might need to be dug out.
Whether digging out or making a snowman or just reading a good book, many of us found ourselves doing something unexpected last week. KCUR intern Monica Sandretsky gathered some snow day stories from around the metro area.
I'm Nancy Nicolay, and I'm a school nurse, so I love snow days. I got my snow days nailed. They all pretty much look the same. Fire and food and movies. I was so excited I couldn't sleep. And I was up just watching out the window, and then as soon as I heard that it was happening, then I started building the fire, so I would have a big roaring fire, and going outside watching it happen, and immediately started cooking, and we had a jigsaw puzzle going, and we had Bailey's in our coffee, and we had movies, lots and lots of movies. And I played in the snow. I pushed my dogs around in the snow. I made goat stew, chili, meatloaf, all kinds of comfort foods.
My name is John Christmas, and I put a lot of layers on. Like, I have 2 pairs of sweatpants, 2 jackets. I was with my wife, and then we was with a couple friends. We had a snowball fight outside. We made snow angels, tried to make a snowman, but it didn't work out too good. The snow was too soft, so we really didn't know what to do. So we just went out back and had another snowball fight.
My name is Diamond Wright. I like to stay warm. I don't like the cold, but people in our dorm had planned at 3 o'clock we would have a snowball fight. So I went out there with a bunch of layers on and had a blast, actually. It was my first snowball fight, and I swear, by the time I went in, I had snow underneath my sweatpants, my gloves were soaking, my hat had snow on it, scarf had snow on it, it was just snow everywhere.
Hanan Bosheri, I'm from Kuwait. I'm not used familiar with the snow, because in my country, it doesn't snow. It's the first time that I actually get to play with it.
My name is Anthony Rashid. I have a couple of friends that we just all get together and just play the game all day. So that's about it. Playing Call of Duty all day.
I'm Laura Taylor. I was home alone. And unfortunately, fortunately for the people across the street, they had power. But unfortunately for me, I could look out across the street and see their warm glowing lights. So I was kind of sad and lonely. And I could really feel what I was missing out on. But they asked me if I needed anything. They were very kind. The neighbors next door were going to the motel, so they asked me if I wanted to come. And I thought, oh, I'll just stick it out. But it wasn't until later in the evening when it was dark and I had the flashlight that I kind of wished that I had gone. Because that was probably the loneliest part, was after after dark set in.
My name is Shireen North. In the 4 houses just right around my house, all the women were out shoveling, so I think I know it was very funny, there were no men to be seen, so I don't know whether we were saving our husbands from heart attacks or we just needed to get out of the house and stop cooking and cleaning. So we were all just out together, and we had a good time. We all met kind of together in the middle of the street, and we were talking, and then we'd go from one house to the other and kind of helped each other. So it was a fun coming together time for all of us.
Those snow day stories were gathered by Casey Currents intern Monica Sandretsky.